This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. The use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I know it's Wednesday. You say, well, wait a minute. Ron Futrell, he's always on Friday. We'll be on best of status on Friday. And so Ron Futrell said, hey, I'll come on Wednesday. Good, good. We love it. I want to ask you about the goaltending, though, because you recall, you know, we've been talking about this all season long, that it's going to be the goaltending that is going to be either the death or the life of this hockey team. And it turns out that the goaltending, I mean, all five of them, with the addition of Jonathan Quick, the goaltending's been one of the strong points of this team.
No, all five of them have been great. They've got now the Knights. What's interesting is their defense. You guys like Brady McNabb and Alec Martinez, they lead the league in blocking shots. The team does. Martinez, I think, was number one in the league in block shots this year. So they're keeping the puck away from their goalies, no matter who it is. So Shea Theodore, Petrangelo, and the other guys. Nick Hague, by the way. I liked Nick Hague last night after he takes a shot and smiles and goes off the ice. And Zach Whitecloud. Basically, their defenders have all just done a great job in front of these guys. But the five goaltenders, I mean, they started the season with Logan Thompson, wondering what Logan could do, injury. Then Aiden Hill, injury. Then there was Yuri Patel was in there.
Oh, remember
for a
him?
While. What's that?
Yeah, remember him?
Yeah, was there for a very short time, filling in. But he got a win. He got the victory. Jonathan Quick comes over from the Kings. He's not happy about leaving the Kings. But he comes over, and, of course, Laurent Brossoit. Now you're looking at him and going, wait, who's the number one goalie next year? Now, I don't want to talk about next year yet, so I apologize for even saying that. But I know who it's not going to be. Have I forgotten his name already? Robin Leonard. It will not be Robin Leonard, even though he's still under contract, $25 million. This is year three of that five-year deal. Of $5 million a year for Robin Leonard. So, and I don't think Quick is back either because he doesn't need to be. He's been on loan this year as a backup and played and started and did well, and he's got his name on a Stanley Cup. He still may play a role here with the number of injuries that have happened so far. So stay tuned. It's still, I hope not. I hope that, Aiden Hill stays strong and is able to continue on with this thing. So we'll see. But they got a lot to play for this year. Five more wins, and they got a Stanley. You got Stanley Cup champions in Vegas. So
wouldn't that be wild?
Get them done.
Can
one
you
at a time.
Can you imagine the parade that this town would throw? Oh my God!
I can't imagine. I can in the sense only that I've been through the one in 1990 when the Rebels won the national championship, and that parade was nuts. That parade was phenomenal for a city that was one fourth the size, maybe one fifth. The size back then in 1990, and just the emotion, the passion, everything, how much fun that was to have that. So, yes, that I could imagine that would be the one thing that I would compare it to. And those that were around then, 30 plus years ago, know what I'm talking about. So, yeah, this team has really latched onto this community and vice versa. So we'll see what they can do.
Well, again, another game tomorrow. It's a 5 o'clock start, right?
5 o'clock start. Oh, yeah, Max Domi. There is an update on him with slashing of Mark Stone early in the third period. No suspension there, but he's got a $5,000 fine. So and that's appropriate. I didn't think he was going to be suspended a game. But I do look for Jamie Benn, the captain, to be suspended for game 4 that will be Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific time from Dallas.
It's going to be big, going to be big. More to come. Well, we're going to talk about the Oakland A's and a possible deal to play on the Tropicana site, the Tropicana Hotel site. I can't wait to see what the legislature is going to do about this. Is it going to pass it? We'll find out which way the wind's blowing. We'll do that and more coming up in our next segment as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, a few accidents to look out for since we last spoke at the top of the hour. Harmon at Sandhill. That happened about 15 minutes ago. Mojave at Sunrise. Got an incident. Valley View at Charleston. Do expect delays on the 15 right now, both directions of that Tropicana construction zone. You know, there's lane restrictions through there. Also, the exit ramp is closed on Interstate 15 southbound at Tropicana, and the Frank Sinatra Drive ramp is closed as well on Interstate 15 north. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through there. You'll also tap the brakes on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Valley Verde.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stinch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive.
Knocked down, rebound to the outside. Ty DeLandria gets the puck, shorthanded for Dallas. DeLandria across the line with Johnston. DeLandria shoots, save, rebound just over Johnston's backhand near the left circle. Vegas out with speed. Watt across the line, right wing to the left wing. A shot, score! Barbashev!
The action on the Vegas Knights Radio Network, 4-0 the win over Dallas. Vegas up game 3 in the NHL Western Conference Final. They're just a win away from their second Stanley Cup Final. Jonathan Marchessault with the first of 3 goals in the game's first 7.5 minutes. Eden Hill with 34 saves for his first career playoff shutout. Vegas chased Stars goaltender Jake Ettinger with 3 goals on their first 5 shots. Ivan Barbashev with a goal and 2 assists. Alex Petrangelo and William Carrier had the other goals. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
For powerful HP tech your business can count on Staples. Staples has great prices on a full range of HP printers, PCs, laptops, and monitors. And now through May 27th, score an extra $50 off all HP laptops regularly priced $599.99 and above with the Staples Connect app. Plus, this week only, the HP OfficeJet 9015E Wireless Color Inkjet Printer is $70 off. For the best deals on the best HP tech for your small business, shop Staples. In-store only. Excludes Chromebooks and clearance.
Leroy, 71's backed up. What's your 20? Over.
Olivia needs more drivers for her trucking company to go the extra mile.
3 more stops to make.
She wants to hitch a team to drive business forward.
Lots of double nickels on the 169. You know what I'm over? This driver shortage.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So what's the deal on the Oakland A's? Are they really going to be moving here? You know how I feel about that. I'm a big baseball guy. I love my St. Louis Cardinals. And to be able to see the Cardinals here in the Las Vegas Valley, not on a regular basis, but, you know, scheduling being the way it is, I'm very, very excited about it. Ron Futrell alongside sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. Where are we in this thing? And are we close to wrapping this thing up?
Should we call it Joe Lombardo Stadium until it gets a sponsorship?
I might
call it Lombardo Stadium until they put a name to it. It'll be Las Vegas A's ballpark. But today, the governor's office announced that they have a tentative deal. Here I'm going to read it to you. The tentative agreement is being drafted into legislation that will be introduced to the Nevada legislature in the coming days to be publicly debated and considered. Now, I'm guessing that what that, and he said that they've come to an agreement with Zach Conine, the treasurer for the state of Nevada, along with Clark County Commission, and that they've all had these meetings and they've come to an agreement on. I'm sure a number of legislators, they know they have the votes for this legislation, or they wouldn't go this far. So, I think a lot of the drama is out of this. I hope so. That they've got that all figured out. They should be. Now, there'll be some legislators that will say, yeah, I need to read it first before I vote on it. Unless they're Nancy Pelosi, of course. You don't have to read anything before you just vote on it. Just go out there and vote on it. But real legislators will say, hey, at least they'll say I want to see it first. And so that's why there's not a public committal yet from the legislature on this. And there shouldn't be, by the way. So that's the next. So in the coming days, is it Memorial Day weekend? Maybe before the weekend, maybe Friday. They give them the Memorial Day weekend to look over it and be able to see where it Wednesday right now. So it'd be nice to get that there sooner rather than later. June 5th is when the session ends. They could have a special session, but let's hope they don't have to do that. But if they do, they will. So, yeah, I think, I mean, I'm not calling it a done deal yet, but it's every day it gets a little bit closer to happening. And I wrote something on Facebook, Kevin, and I think you're going to agree with, and I titled it Don't Cry for Oakland, and basically went through some of the conversations you and I have had here, that this is not something that just happened in a bubble. The team is not leaving because they love Oakland, they're tremendously successful, and everything is working out well for them there. It has become a hellhole, that city, for all the reasons we can figure out. And 725,000 people moved out of California in 2020. Three quarters of a million people moved out of California in 2020. We don't have last year's numbers or 2021, but I'm guessing that it'd be about the same or more. There's a reason for that happening. There's a reason that the Oakland Raiders left. There's a reason the Bay Area. And there's a reason that the Warriors went across the bay to San Francisco. You go from one toilet to another. Anyway, and this is the state of my birth. I love California. I was born and raised there. I lived my, you know, it was a fun place to grow up in the 70s, 60s and 70s. But it ain't that place anymore. And John Fisher knows that. And I think it's remarkable that he wants to invest $1 billion into the state of Nevada, more than any other owner in Major League Baseball history, is going to invest that amount onto the Las Vegas Strip to make this thing happen. Now, certainly it'll work out for him. I hope so. It should. If it works out for him, that means it worked for us. And taxpayers are not on the hook for a dime with the user. I've used your line, Kevin.
I like that. Yeah, and that's all. That's all it is.
Sometimes I give you credit. Sometimes I don't.
That's okay. It's okay, as long as you and I know. Give me a nod of the head, you know, on 8 News Now, or just, you know, rub your forefinger across your nose so that I'll know that, yeah, oh, that was mine. Okay.
And the naysayers with this, okay, oh, you're getting a bad team. The team sucks. Yes, they do. teams turn around quickly in baseball, and this could turn around. But, okay, you want to say that. Oh, there's the possibility that if there isn't enough revenue generated by the user fee, again, not a tax on the general public, that then that would have to go to the county, which would be a tax on the general public. Well, if we want to take that attitude about everything, then let's just close up shop. And I mean that. I mean, that's not a Nevada attitude. We wisely look at things, try to make things work, do things smart, and make it happen, with few exceptions. We still have that monorail, don't we?
Yeah. Well, can I ask you, though, because this has come up before. Allegiant Stadium, in my view, has far exceeded the expectations of a lot of people. A lot of people were naysayers. A lot of legislators voted against it because of the $750 million public portion of this thing. And I guess, you know, it's been that way with Allegiant Stadium. It might be that way. Obviously, T-Mobile has done great doing it a different way. And there's no reason why this Oakland A's deal can't, you know, exceed expectations as well.
I am going to say our past experience could lead to future knowledge of what could happen. And you bring up a good point there. Allegiant Stadium. I was one of the naysayers of Allegiant Stadium. I didn't like $750 million of a tax, and that's a room tax, put on people that would come here to the state of Nevada and go onto the Strip and you know, there are still those that will say that puts us at a little bit of a disadvantage with other markets because of the room tax in a stadium that largely benefits the MGM. I've been very critical, if anybody has heard that. But all that criticism, that being said, it has two things have happened that needs to be known. They've exceeded projections on revenue so far from the stadium. They've exceeded projections from the room tax, and that's with 2 years of an idiotic shutdown by the governor at the time. Not this governor, but the previous, whatever his name was. You remember?
Yeah. Sisolak. Yeah.
Steve Sisolak. He's a friend, but that part, I think I haven't talked to him, but I hope he regrets that. I don't think he does, but I hope he does. That being said, that was, you know, two years of the COVID shutdown, and we still have exceeded the revenue to be able to get to Allegiant Stadium. And also, the other point I want to make, and the second thing, is that the projections on who was going to go to games, they figured this would be 30% out-of-towners, 70% locals going to Raiders games in Allegiant Stadium. That has been 50-50, perhaps because the team is not as good and the locals are selling their tickets. I think that's probably it right there. And so you've had more out-of-towners come to games here to be able to watch the Chiefs, the Niners, take your pick. So that also helps the city in grow in many ways. Now I'm looking at a 30 to 35,000 seat stadium, baseball stadium there on that location where you can have 81 baseball games a year with bringing in people from out of town, concerts. It fits right in the wheelhouse between a 65,000 seat Allegiant Stadium, an 18,000 seat T-Mobile Arena, and a 33,000, let's say, 30 to 35,000 seat retractable dome stadium right there on Tropicana. Okay. Vegas is doing what Vegas does, and taxpayers not having to pay for it, and I'm good with it. I'm good with it. I'm happy to see the A's move, and don't cry for Oakland because they created this mess that John Fisher, instead of wanting to invest in their community there in Oakland, because they're falling into a pit right now because of mismanagement. He wants to go to a place that gets managed well. Who can blame him? Bring it on.
Yeah, I'm with you. What's the sports wrap schedule for the holiday weekend?
I got the weekend off.
What? No, now, wait a minute. I pinned my entire weekend around your appearances on Sports Wrap.
We've got June and July is going to be a break time for us. So I like that. So we're not going to – no sports wraps on Sundays for – we're going to have a couple of them, I think, but they're pretty sporadic. So nothing this weekend. just celebrating Memorial Day weekend, going to get some ribeye and put it on the grill and thank those who have passed on and those especially who have sacrificed all and everything for our freedom and liberty in this country and in the military and other services. So happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody, and going to put the flag out and watch the Indy 500 on Sunday and cook up some ribeye on the grill. That's the game plan.
I just love it. So you'll know I'm going to be flying to my hometown of Kansas City. I'll be sucking down some great Gates and Sons barbecue with baked beans and corn on the cob and the whole nine yards. Oh, I just love it. I can't wait. So it's going to be a busy weekend for me, but we'll be back at it. We'll be back at it next Friday. Is that okay?
That sounds good. Let's talk then, and who knows? You know, I guarantee. Okay, here's what's going to. Let me make a prediction. We'll know. We'll have a pretty good idea with the state legislature. I'm gonna predict two things. They will have passed legislation, or at least no. Let's go here. I'm gonna go with they will have passed legislation to bring the A's here on Friday, and we'll be in the midst of the Stanley Cup Finals. Two pretty safe predictions right there.
I would agree with you.
Getting set for the Stanley Cup Finals. Those are the two things we'll be talking about next Friday. Oh, and we'll be talking about the Raiders as they open, get ready to open camp for the season. So other than that, not much going on.
I guess not. Ron, always good, man. Thanks so much for coming on Wednesday. I appreciate it. And we'll talk with you again a week from Friday.
Pleasure's mine. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, man. Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter, 8 News Now. He's been around this town for decades and decades and decades, and he knows all the history. Really good guy, too, and he makes me laugh. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall, the program live and local on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? Newfem Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only Newfem offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at Newfem give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfem.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Join the Vegas Chamber today. Being a member of the Vegas Chamber sends a powerful message of credibility and that your business is connected to a larger community of organizations dedicated to ensuring Nevada is a great place to live, work, and do business. Joining the Vegas Chamber and becoming part of the largest business organization in Nevada has never been easier. Grow your business within your budget. Visit VegasChamber.com and join today. Sponsored by the Vegas Chamber in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
When I invite you all over to my house, one thing I'll point out to you is a couple of pictures on my refrigerator door. And they are a split-screen TV of me and Megyn Kelly during the Clive and Bundy stuff at the Bundy Ranch. I was out there a bunch and was reporting from there. At one of my previous stops, I think that was during my CBS days. Not quite sure, but anyway. But Megyn Kelly, I've always followed her career. She has always been very, very nice to me on air and off air, and that's why I have a lot of respect for her. But last night she was on Newsmax with Eric Bolling, and sizing up Fox in what I call the post Tucker period. This was cut four from last night. Megyn Kelly on Newsmax.
They're terrified. They don't know what to do. There was a day where they didn't view digital as a threat, as a competitor. That day's gone. Fox won't let any single personality come on my show. They did when I first launched. Now they won't, including Janice Dean, like godmother to my child. I'm godmother. Like, no, it's a hard no. Because they understand that we're a threat. Same for a lot of folks in the digital space. Glenn Beck told me the same for him. So they understand that we are a threat to them. We're gaining in market share. The latest poll just out today showed that more independents are turning to other news sources than Fox than ever before. And conservatives are turning to other news sources more than ever. So Fox is not the monopoly it used to be. I don't have to tell you that, given the rating surge that you're enjoying at the moment and well deserved. So they can't let him go because he's a threat to them. Well, that's a problem of their own making. You know, I think they thought. For a moment there, they were the old Fox, where they were the only game in town. And now they've realized, oh, wait, look at all these people who left. And if he goes someplace, they're going to tune in. What if Tucker went someplace and actually launched a live broadcast at 8? They'd get seriously hurt even worse than they have. And the numbers, Eric, my God, they're terrible. We are 4 weeks post-Tucker's termination in the anchor desk role, and they are down 55%. In the overall at 8 p.m., and they are down 64% in the key advertising demo, 25 to 54-year-olds, that they've lost two-thirds of their younger audience and more than half of their older audience in the 8 p.m. The boycott is working, and it's continuing, and it's not just Tucker's hour. Up and down the primetime, 7, 9, 10, they are down double digits, an average of about 40. I just give you off the top of my head. Here's in the key demo. They're down almost 40% at 7. They're down almost 50% at 9. They're down almost 40% at 10, 25% at 11. That's not sustainable. Fox cannot allow that to go on.
Megyn Kelly last night with Eric Bolling on Newsmax. And again, I find myself watching Eric Bolling and Greg Kelly and a lot of the Newsmax people more and more. And it's enjoyable. I mean, it's good stuff. And their production values have improved, I want to say,